Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, good evening, and welcome to our show, Two Sips and Conversation. This is the show designed with you in mind. It's a forum where you can sit back with your favorite beverage, relax, and listen to stimulating conversations on what matters most to you. Now, this show is for mature audiences over the age of 30, definitely over 18. It's for the grown and sexy, the sassy and classy. Our goal is to provide you with intellectually stimulating conversations about relationships and sexuality. We hope to leave you at the end of our show having experienced an intellectual orgasm. Welcome to our show, Two Sips and Conversation. Well, this is Audrey B., your professional life coach, and I'm joined by my co-host,
Montague Brantley. Welcome to the show, everyone. Part two of Who Do You Bring to the Relationship?
Okay, part two. Well, I tell you, Monty, we had a very interesting show last week.
Indeed, we did.
It seems like I say that every week, but it just keeps getting better and better. And I think it's all to our callers and our listeners, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And we're glad that everyone calls in and has the conversation with us.
Absolutely. Two Sips and Conversation. Well, can't go any further in our show without acknowledging our sponsor for this evening. Tonight's show is sponsored by Fostering Leadership in You, FLY, where we help you soar, successfully organize to achieve results. Now, FLY is a company that's based out of Columbus, Ohio, that serves individuals across the United States, providing speaking services, webinars, seminar services, as well as professional life coaching services. If you'd like to know more about FLY, simply go to the website at www.fosteringleaders.org. That's www.fosteringleaders.org. So we'd just like to thank our sponsor, FLY, for sponsoring this segment of our show this evening. And we do have quite the show because we have part two on Who Do You Bring to the Relationship, as Montague just said.
Indeed.
He's looking at me like, didn't I just say that?
It's quite all right.
Okay.
Now, what was interesting is last week, as we were running out of time, we had a caller call in with a specific question. And as soon as we get everybody in the switchboard and everything set up, we're going to look for her to call back, and we're going to see if we can hear the question again, and then we're going to take it to the people and to us. So remember, when you call in, push 1, and we'll get you in the queue and stand by the tech board to bring you up and get you online.
Absolutely. Thanks for the reminder, Montague. Definitely, we want you to be able to get in. I know last week we had such an awesome show, and toward the end of the show, it just seems like we just got infiltrated. The switchboard just lit up like crazy, and I really hated that we had to end the show, but that's why we decided to do a part two on this. And just to kind of bring us back up to speed, and for those of you who may be listening into our show for the first time, we do thank you for calling in. You're listening live to Two Sips and Conversation. Nation, the show for the classy, sassy, and grown sex. This is where grown folks talk about relationships and sexuality, all in a tasteful manner, leaving you with an intellectual orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome, awesome, awesome. Also, I just want to, I don't know if we have her on the line yet, but just want to give a shout out to Joy Berry. I had the privilege of calling into her show, Joy and Future. It's Urban Conversation. It's a radio show out of Kentucky. And I tell you what, we had such a stimulating conversation. I just want to give a shout out to them. If they're listening in tonight or if they call in a little later, we'll do it again. But it was definitely great. I just believe in supporting each other in the field,
right.
And it was an awesome conversation. Yes.
And I love Joy. I just met her not long ago, and it was by chance at a little Oriental restaurant to eat some food and bumped into her. We got into a conversation. She was intriguing and exciting to talk to, and something about her personality just made me say, look, can I have your number? I'd like to stay in touch with you. Turned out to be a godsend. Who knew?
Wow. Well, we definitely, she has helped provide some intellectually stimulating conversations, and hopefully we do the same. So it's a mutual thing. So just to rehash last week, very briefly, we were talking about the four selves that we bring to the relationship, because we said, who do you bring to the relationship?
Right, right.
And I think that a lot of times, or sometimes at least, people don't realize who they bring to the relationship. You know, there was I blogged on it this week about the importance of knowing who you bring to the relationship because it makes a difference in the dynamics.
It really does. If you don't know who you are and you don't realize who you're bringing, you're going to have problems in the relationship down the road unless you self-adjust and find out what it is you're doing.
Okay. Well, very quickly now, we have a caller that's on the line, and we definitely want to bring our caller in on the line. I actually believe it's Joy calling in. Hello, Joy, do we have you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys?
Well, my dear friend. Welcome again.
Thank you. Again, I wanted to tell you, Aubrey, that it was, Audrey, that it was fabulous to have you on the show. So another big thank you for that. So I'm just going to kind of listen in and kind of catch up. I'm kind of in the dark going on, and I'm intrigued. I think you said something about four sectors or something that you were talking about. So I kind of want to lay back first and kind of get caught up on this beautiful conversation, because I know it's beautiful.
Well, thank you, Joy, and it was certainly my honor and my privilege to be in such good company and having a conversation on your show. So thank you, and thanks to Montague for connecting us.
Oh, it was all God. It was all.
Yes. Hey, Montague, so good to hear you again.
Well, thank you. Indeed.
Yeah. Okay,
so
Joy.
I was going to say, can someone, if you all were going to go back over what you all talked about a little bit last week, I'll just sit back and listen if that's okay with you guys.
Cool indeed. She's going to catch you up shortly. That's what she does best, bring everything back to the forefront so we know where everybody's on the same page.
Cool.
Right.
And we'll bring you back in to talk about those situationships. I hadn't forgotten that.
Yes.
Okay.
Situation.
All right. Well, we're talking this evening about two sips in conversation, about the selves that we bring to the relationship. And actually, there are four selves that we possibly could bring to a relationship. One has to be our projected self. Our perceived self. And that's basically the self that you think you are. Typically, when people talk about self, they're talking about who they think they are, their perception. Perception is reality. Okay, and then you have their projected self, which may not be one and the same. You may perceive yourself as one type of person, and you may project yourself as a totally different person.
Absolutely, absolutely. We know a lot of those people.
Absolutely. So say, for instance, you think that you perceive yourself as not being worthy of your partner, But you may project yourself as being worthy and being entitled to what your partner has to offer you. But deep down inside, you really don't feel that way. So there you have the difference, you know, between your perceived self and what you project. Or people who lack self-confidence, you know, and they may step out into the workplace or to the world looking like, you know, we all know that person.
Right.
He or she's got it all together, so you think. But you get a one-on-one, they start talking to you, they will break down about all the insecurity and how insecure they really are.
That's true. That's the ones I call never let them see you sweat people.
Okay. And so the other thing is your actual self. And your actual self, the best way I can put it, it's like, the sky is blue. That's what it really is. This is the real deal. Like back in the day,
right.
It's the real McCoy. Now, you may not know that self yet because you're so wrapped up in your perception of who you are, but that's not really who you are.
True.
Okay? Wow. We could touch on that a little later. The sky is blue. It's blue.
It is blue.
But you can say it's purplish, gray. It has a yellowish hue. And that's all fine and dandy, but guess what? If it's blue, it's still blue.
That's true, very blue, and not light blue, not, what's that over, magenta and all these other things.
Turquoise.
It's just blue, okay? Let's go with blue. Keep it simple.
And then we have your authentic self. Now, we had a surprise caller last week, Pat, that called in, who also has a background in psychology, and she called in toward the end of the show, and she spoke a little bit about authenticity.
Hmm.
That is such a fascinating word. I almost like saying it, authenticity.
All right.
I mean, it just sounds sassy and classy all by itself. And I use a quote that I picked from a book. It says, authenticity is not about pretending, being true, allowing people to know the real me. There is nothing about me that is invented, pretended, or postured.
Correct.
I thought that's so deep.
That is.
And so I see it as the marriage and acceptance of projection, your projected self, your perceived self, and your real self, all being able to be projected out on a daily basis.
The only problem with that is nobody wants to come to the table with all of them hanging out. So that's where we get into the different selves, you know, perception, the projection, you know, authentic is usually hidden somewhere in the background, waiting to see if the person we're talking to is worthy or whether we feel comfortable that we can present all of me, the good, the bad, the ugly, the up and the down. Because, you know, rejection, many people fear that. Many people have a problem with being rejected. Me, I don't know. I really don't care. I really don't. But it's what other people are worried about in life. Are they going to like me? Are they going to accept me for who I am? Am I going to be able to be myself around you? Or do I have to be what you want me to be or what you think I ought to be? These are the problems I see with relationships these days. What about you, Ms. Blake?
Well, it's very important to let the real be out there. But at the same time, let's talk about relationships because that's what we're really talking about.
Correct, correct.
There is a reason, I believe, that people don't always project their authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they don't know it.
That's true.
Okay. Because, and I'm going to keep it real here. Okay. Because you could be a freak and don't even know you're a freak.
That's the truth.
Okay. Or you could be an introvert and know you're an introvert.
That's the truth.
Okay. So you're projecting what you think you are, or better yet, that perceived self, because I didn't break that down on this show like I did last week. That perceived self, it's not just who you think you are, it's who you think others think you are.
Yes, yes, indeed. And that can be quite confusing. That's why I try not to watch too much TV. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. It's crazy stuff to me, soapbox operas. But they got them all over the place listed as different things now. You know, what is it? Kerry Washington's on that one.
Oh, you ain't about to start talking about scandal.
Sure am. That's a big soap opera, for real. You know, that's a soap opera just at nighttime. And Empire, to me, that's a soap opera. Now, we don't normally see black people in positions of power and authority, which is why I think the shows are doing so well, it's good to see us in that position. But to me, they're soap operas because they give a slanted view of what real life is. And people sit around and go, see, that's the way you're supposed to do it. And I disagree.
Well, sometimes reality, you know, how can I put it? Sometimes it mimics life. You know, that's the difference. So sometimes it will. So absolutely. The other thing, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say to some of the callers, they're telling me we have a lot of calls on the line, but not a lot of callers.
Wonderful.
Has put one. So please push one, and then you'll get in the queue, and we'll be able to get you online. Now, we're looking for... Okay.
Yes.
We got that. Very good.
Yeah, we've got some delay. Our switchboard's having slight delays.
Yes.
Joy, can you still hear us?
I can. Yes.
Absolutely.
You said some great things.
Okay.
The authenticity, and you don't know it. Oh, wow. The authentic self, because we don't know. Oh, that was powerful. Wow, that was powerful.
Okay.
Because you don't even know it. Oh, so. Love it.
Okay. All right, that's true. And that's the deep thing. So people aren't really being deceiving. You know, a lot of times they're like, well, why did they deceive me? Well, maybe they didn't. Maybe they've been deceiving themselves. And so they can't help but to present a false self to you because they don't know who they are.
And then let me add on the flip side of that, when a person does know who they are, their authentic self, I think I can't quote the article that I was reading, but it stated some of the issues that we have with relationships, how we are making things so difficult. So when we find who we are, our authentic self, we also worry about being vulnerable to someone else in
true.
Our relationship. So take a long time to get to that authentic to show that authentic self, because we are worried. I know.
You're right. We may be having a little bit of technical difficulties, but to respond to Joy, I definitely agree. For some people, it takes a little longer than others. We're going to bring Joy back in. Joy, we're having a little bit of difficulty, but we definitely will be able to get you back on. But we have a couple of other people lighting up the switchboard. They're telling us. And so we're going to bring in the switchboard is saying someone whose number ends with 4529. We're going to bring you on the line. Welcome to our show, Two Sips in Conversation. Who do we have on the line?
This is Princess Cannon. How are you?
Well, great. How are you, Princess?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I was just listening and enjoying the conversation. It just sounds so good, and I'm just learning a lot. I was kind of wanting to just kind of sit back and listen as well. I thought I was going to be able to listen in last week on the conversation that you all were having, but I was called away, so I was unable to hear what you discussed last week. And sounds like it was really, really interesting and informative. And so I was hoping that, like the other lady said, that you would just kind of go across that and I could kind of pick up on it, but sounds like that's what you're doing. But this is very, very interesting to me, very interesting. And it's information that I need and that I just wanted to know, you know. Stuff I
is she a single woman? Is she a single woman herself?
Yes,
Princess,
I am.
Are you single? Do you mind asking? Yes.
Yes, I am single.
So is it okay, RJ, if I ask her a question?
Oh, please do. Let's have the conversation.
Oh, great. Hi, Princess. my name? Yeah.
Hi.
I'll ask one question because I wanted to go back. I'm telling you, the authentic self part, do you actually know who you are? And then when you actually know who you are you willing to be vulnerable to someone else? So in your relationships, when you get to, because I think when you, even if you know your authentic self, it takes a while for you to let that out to the person that you're dating. So I wanted to ask her if she is concerned about being vulnerable to someone else, to allow someone in her entire life and to be okay with the consequences that happen thereafter, good or bad?
Well,
is it difficult?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very difficult, and it's interesting that you should ask that. And I did. It took me a minute because I had, gone through some things and to really just find out who I really was and, where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do. And I did meet someone, and that I finally was willing to, over a period of time, I thought things were going well. I kind of exposed my true self, and then he, which I thought I was seeing his authentic self, but I was not. There were things that were hidden and came out later. So then after that, of course, it didn't work out. So I just kind of felt like it's almost pointless. And
yeah.
That I just really don't want to go through exposing, my true self or my authentic self, because I haven't found anyone who really appreciates that to the extent that I would want
mm-hmm.
them to appreciate it and to the extent that I tend to appreciate them. So at this point in my life, I had just really kind of decided I would just kind of let go of that and just enjoy my singleness.
Well, that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. It's what I'm doing, enjoying my singleness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about it. Please don't leave the line because this is an awesome conversation, and hopefully you'll walk away with some things that something will be said, because I have some information to share toward the end of the show on authenticity,
mm-hmm.
Some research from Psychology Today that may be helpful. But we have a couple other calls we're going to bring on the line, so just hold tight and stay with us as we have the conversation. Our guest caller from actually last week, we had a caller that called in, and we promised her that we were going to have part two to address some things. We're going to bring her on the line shortly. And also we have another caller who's been waiting as well. So hold tight. We're going to bring you on the line in just a moment. So 9150 we have on the line. Welcome to our show, Two Sips in Conversation.
Hi, hello. Can you hear me well?
Yes,
we can.
Welcome back. Now, this was the caller that we had to end the show with and told you to call back and we'd get you next show. You are that one, correct?
I am.
Very good.
And,
go ahead.
Well, thank you for calling back.
Oh, no problem. I've been, this is my third week listening in, and have really enjoyed the things that I've been hearing, so I'm going to continue listening in. I did have a question last time, but I might be in a bad area this time just because this is my laundry day. So I'm doing laundry and I'm listening in, and that makes it so convenient because I can still listen and got my headset on and I'm listening and I'm enjoying. So I don't want to be interrupted. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to listen right now. And when I get in a clearer area, then I'll go ahead and talk. But right now I'm in my back laundry room. I'm doing clothes, when you're around all the electronics and how they have interference. So I kind of stepped away from them so you can hear me. But I have to go back in there, and when I come back to a clearer area, then I'll talk.
All right.
Very good.
Can you hear me?
That sounds Oh, yeah, we can hear you just fine, and we are flowing with it. That's absolutely fine. In fact, I kind of remember your question a little bit, so I may touch on it. But we're going to bring
great.
In one more call. Okay, so listen in closely, and we will get to you. And when you can come back in, just we'll keep you in kind of pause mode so you can come in at any time.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in and having a conversation. We're going to go to 6916. Two Sips in Conversation. Who do we have on the line?
This is Mr. Drell Lee.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, my brother?
I'm fine. I'm well. How are you all?
Great. I tell you, it's good to hear a man's voice.
Well, I hope I bring something to the conversation.
You definitely will. Well, I want to introduce you. And so we are honored, as always, with every caller that calls
yes.
in. But we have a special caller who is actually the author of the novel Secrets of Sad Men.
Yes.
And we were honored to attend an event this weekend where the cast was being introduced to the public in Columbia, South Carolina, West Columbia, actually. And we've asked him to call in and just tell us a little bit about his projects and share it with us and any other thoughts he may have.
Yes, you got a little commercial time, so go with it, brother.
Well, thank you. Well, as he said, I'm the author of the novel Secrets of Sad Men. It is also a short film. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give a man's perspective on life. You know, not the life that we see on television, not the
right.
life that, you know, we have in the movies and all that other
right.
stuff. We're actually trying to get into where men really are inside of the relationships and how the things that happen in those relationships actually affect them and what
right.
are the outcomes, you know, internally for men.
Yes.
I think it's really important that I'll tell you how it started. My wife reads a good bit, and I ask her what she reads, and she tells me. So, you know, and I looked at a few pages of some stuff, and everything I saw was from a female's perspective.
Right.
And nothing from a male's perspective. The other thing was, when I look at television shows, they give the men some kind of, they're either super macho or they're super soft. And that's not where we are. You know, we have those same feelings and emotions that women have. We just express them differently. We just show them differently. And sometimes it takes a man to just say, hey, listen, this is really what's going on. So I wanted to be truthful in that. So I hope I got that across in the novel, to which you can purchase at Amazon. Yes, that was a shameless plug, but I'll do it anyway.
I'm here. If I think read something from your book, if I could. Something
right
that
ahead.
Really Audrey read first, and then I read it, and it really sparked me. But from a point of a man, as you say, I'd like to read it. It
okay.
says, who knows what the truth is anymore? We live so many different lives, it's hard to tell the truth from a lie or from fantasy from reality. On our jobs, we're one person. In our homes, another. To our friends and family, someone else. Truth be told, we don't even know which me is the real me. Me, even more sad, we and all of our me's have their own set of hurts, habits, hang-ups, and setbacks.
Yes.
And secrets.
Yes.
Brother.
Yes.
One man talking to another who seems to be open, you just opened the whole door. And the thing I like about this post is I don't think our sisters know that about us. Even when we try to communicate it, I think somehow men do a poor job of communicating, or maybe our sisters aren't really listening to what we are saying. But that hit so strong for me. That was just kudos to you, man. And keep coming with stuff like that. It's awesome.
Definitely. Definitely. I think what happens, well, I can speak personally, what happens is it gets lost in translation. We try to explain how we feel, but it's hard for us to do that. Number one, because a lot of times the person that we're with, we don't trust. And
right.
the other part of it is we keep secrets. And that's not just men. Everyone, they keep secrets.
Yes.
And even from the people that they care about the most, we go through our everyday lives doing so many different things that we have to keep them compartmentalized. We can't bring everything to one place. I tell people often that when I think about my life and when I think about the people around me, nobody wants to admit how messy their life really is.
Wow.
And it may not be messy all the time, but nobody wants to tell just how messy their life really is. So they keep those aspects of themselves hidden, like the wives at work. And we all know the ones, you know, you get to work, and as soon as you walk in the door, the lady that sits at the desk across from you, she is your spouse. From 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the evening, that's your spouse. Or, you know, we have these relationships where, you know, we have friends that we go to church with, that we you know, gravitate to, and we hold on to these people, and we foster relationships that sometimes aren't healthy and a lot of times aren't even godly.
Right.
We even separate our lives when it comes to our children. Our children see us as one person, and we're somebody totally different. And where we need to have a strong perception for our kids need to realize that we are people with faults, and we do things that may not be perceived as the best thing to do sometimes. It'll help them to know that it's okay to not be perfect, to not fit the mold that society would have you be in, or we as a people would have us to be in.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about your inspiration to turn this into a short film?
Indeed. I thought it important to just make a commercial where I could have, you know, just tidbits of it to kind of titillate a little bit to get people to want to buy the book. And then as I saw it start to come to life, I was like, you know what? People read, but a lot more people watch TV. A lot more people go to movies. A lot more people are more prone to do plays and whatnot. So it's always been in me to see things come to life. So that was one of the things that I thought would be good for people, and it would reach people that otherwise wouldn't get the information.
Oh, excellent idea.
Absolutely. I love it. You know, and this so fits in. First of all, once again, we just thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on Two Sips in Conversation.
Yes, indeed.
And it really fits with what we're talking about.
It does.
Because what you're really talking about is authenticity. And really how we don't always show our true self to people. As you say, we compartmentalize, and everybody's got drama. You know, abnormal is the new normal.
Oh, my God. It brings me to bring a question about, because me being a man, you being a man, and I don't just mean male, I mean men, what would you suggest would be the best way for men to really present their authentic self to, say, their mate or their lover, someone they're in close contact with on a daily basis, moment-by-moment basis? I mean, we have a lot of ways we can do it, but what would you say would be the best way to present your authentic self?
That is a very good question. I would have to say open communication. And when I say that, I don't want to speak in the general term where, you know, whatever I feel I say or whatever I think I say. When I say authentic communication, what I mean is show what you want.
Got you. Right.
Show them how certain situations make you feel. Show them how you will react to, you know, scenarios as they come up, and don't be afraid to be upset when you're upset. Don't be afraid
right.
to be, you know, happy when you're happy. You know, if something makes you laugh, then laugh about it. If something makes you cry, then cry about it. And please, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying just walk around and be all in your feelings all the time. But if you would express yourself, if you would express yourself some of the time, then you would have no reason to be in your feelings. And it would make it easier for the other person to see your open communication. It'll take away the confusion that comes in when she doesn't know if you're being serious or not. When she isn't aware if what you're saying is actually what you mean, because we do throw mixed signals, but again, that leads back to the secrets that we keep.
I think
that's the big part of it. Keeping the secrets is what keeps us from being authentic. And
that's true.
Secrets is something that we hold on to tightly. Sometimes we hold on to them more tightly than our children. And it's because it reveals something about us that we don't want to share with anyone. A lot of times we'll lie to ourselves about it. So if you truly want the person that you're with to know you, give them the opportunity to see you in action. Give them the opportunity to sit back and observe you. That I want to say that there's a golden pill, you know, but there's not. It's one of those things where if you truly want to know someone, then take the time with them.
It does take time. Well, now, right on this, because since I got you here, now that was how we express it to our mate. Here's a more important question for men, in your opinion. What is it we need to do so that we know who we really are?
Oh, man. We need to take a really close look at the person who is staring back at us in the mirror.
All right.
We have to take the time to acknowledge the fact that we have flaws. We have to take the time to acknowledge the fact that, you know, there are things that we do well, and we also have to acknowledge the fact that there are some things about us that we cannot change because we don't know how to change it. We don't even know why it came to be, but it's a part of us, and the sooner we embrace those things about ourselves, the easier it is for us to not be so offended when someone points it out. To not want to run away when someone finally sees who we are. If we truly want to open ourselves to someone else, we have to look inside of ourselves, see what it is that we like about ourselves, see what it is that we don't like about ourselves, and accept it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I think that is well said. And from one man to another man, I really, really agree with that. Now, the thing that I'd like to be able to do is to implement it with other men. You know, we got to get a forum where men can get together and do some of this talking like our sisters do.
Absolutely.
Brother,
well,
that's hard.
That's going to be really, really hard.
So we have Joy Berry on the line also. And Joy hosts a radio show that I was honored enough to be on her show last week. I'm out of Kentucky. Joy, you have some comments on that for Drew?
I did. I was taking notes, and I'll just go back since it's fresh on my mind. When Montague was talking about men need to get together and have some type of forum like this, even with the men that I have on my show, there is such a – and there's a term that's going around, which is fragility of masculinity. I think that men – are so, well, they think or they believe that even the hint of emotion will jeopardize, alter their masculinity. And I think that that is a problem. I also think when we're talking about these unhealthy habits of not necessarily being our authentic self, you know, it takes a lot of work to maneuver all of these things during the day. You're one person, just like someone saying at work, at home, with your friends. That is a lot of work. And can you imagine how much stress that is to do that? And then can you still see how some of our relationships are not healthy, you know, because we're so afraid of being vulnerable to other people. So what I say, and I'm, again, maybe I'm not being realistic, is that we need to love ourselves. We need to love, you know, who we are. And then when we do that, we need to make sure that we love and respect other people. You know, it's not about hurting someone. It's not about getting over on someone. I really think that that is a major thing in our relationships. You know, Monty, you said, I'm not worried about getting hurt. I'm telling you, women are. I know I would be. A lot of us don't want to be hurt. Now, we're willing to get out there and get in a relationship, you know, that we feel deserves our time, you know. But we also are very aware that when we put it out there, when we become vulnerable to someone, man, that hurt is horrific. And after a certain amount of time,
amen,
you've gone through it over and over again, it's hard. It's hard to open up, you know. And thus, that's why we have these, you know, not so healthy, you know, relationships, because we're just juggling, trying to, you know, figure each other out, trying to stay one step ahead of the other person possibly, you know. It's like relationships have become a game, you know, of who is on top, you know, meaning I may get him before she gets me kind of thing, you know. I know eventually it gets to the point where you're going to have a good, healthy relationship, but I'm telling you, in relationships now, women, from what I'm talking about, we are hurting. And I'm sure men have gotten hurt as well. But yeah, we hurt. And it's hard. And we don't want to go through that, you know.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When we are talking about loving ourselves and we talk about finding someone to love us as well, I have found that a lot of people, not just men and not just women, you know, everyone equally finds themselves in a position where they are not truly in love with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes harder. It becomes harder to have a relationship that is actually based off of solid principles of love. I get in trouble all the time because I say that love is a verb, because it is. It's an action. Love is a
Absolutely.
Choice. We choose to invite someone into our lives. The question is, are we looking for someone to fulfill a void, or are we looking for someone to share a life?
Yeah, to share a life. I don't, you know, for me, and Audrey, I don't know if you can add in, but for me, I don't think any person should be in a relationship that does not love themselves, who they are, does not practice that daily. I don't think anybody, and that's for me, I'll be 50 years old in a couple of weeks. And within the last four years, I have learned to love myself. So I can look back, I love my children, I care, I don't want anything happen to any of my past husbands, but I had no business being in any relationship until I learned to love who I was. Learn to love yourself, and then you're a happy person. You're a happy person.
Like your book, Miss Blake.
I'm laughing here because, yeah, the name of the book is Falling in Love with Me. And Joy and Drell, I'm sorry for mispronouncing your name earlier. Definitely,
okay.
Y'all, right on point. Okay, because, you know, my whole thing, I do workshops across the country, and part of what we talk about is until you love who you are and you value who you are, then you really can't take your unhealthy self into a relationship and expect a healthy relationship. It's just that simple.
Very true.
And
I agree.
And a lot of people are in unhealthy relationships because of who they bring to the relationship.
True. Very true.
I totally agree. 100% agree.
Wow.
100% agree.
We have a call. Go ahead. Someone who wants to make a comment?
This is 9150 back on the line again. Want to do a laundry? Oh. I have several comments on my mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I want to backtrack to the author. My husband, he has this thing he says, I am who I am, and that makes me cringe.
Oh, Lord.
Because to me, that says that, okay, this is who I am, and I'm not getting to the left or the right, and I'm not leaning forward, I'm not leaning backwards.
Right.
So when that is said, and to be honest, no matter whether male or female, if someone says that to me, I look like, okay, next, because I can't tell you anything. I can't let you see anything else because you are already set in your ways. And we all know at our age we are set in our ways. But that goes back to the other author. What he said is, are you in a relationship to share and to love, or are you in a relationship to fill a void? And I want to say something about that also, because when I got married, I got married because, yes, I was in love, and, yes, I got married to share my life. Now, unfortunately, down the line, thank you that I got married, my mom passed. So then that's where I blame myself a little bit, because I expected my husband to fill that void. And I think that would be putting too much, but that's what I expected. So, to the author, I wanted to hear what he had to say about that.
Okay. Well, number one, I'm sorry to hear about your mother. When men are in relationships, and I can again, I can only speak from personal experience and things that I've been privy to over the years. Whenever I say, I am who I am, what that means is you knew exactly who I was when you got into this relationship with me. There are some things about me that will change. There are some things about me that have changed, but there are some things about me that will not change. It's just who I am. It's one of those things that you accepted from me from the beginning. It is not always a good comment to make. And there are times when, you know, I've made the comment and I've had to come back and either apologize or explain, because what I'm really saying is this: I want to do all I can for you, but you're expecting me to do something that it's not in me to do. And you know it's not in me to do it, but you're still asking me, and I can't do that. That's what I'm really saying. But what it comes off as is, listen, leave me alone.
And I understand
that. Where the situation could be one where just a small change in tone could go a long way. I think it'll be important, and it will prove to be fruitful for you if you would take a moment in those situations and actually think about what it is that you're asking for. Is it something that he's able to provide? Is it something that, you know, is within his scope of how he handles things? I don't know if that helps, but.
It does.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
No, ma'am. You go ahead. We haven't heard from you.
No, it's fine. Well,
you've been kind of silent, yeah.
My background is psychology, so a lot of times you just let the conversation roll because we help each other, and that's the beauty of Two Sips and Conversation. I'm thanking everybody for this awesome dynamic dialogue that we're experiencing this evening. I definitely think we're having some intellectual orgasms on this show.
Absolutely.
Because you touched on some kind of points that we were going to bring out. So it's all orchestrated by, I believe God orchestrates everything. I'm just going to put it out there. So one of the things also, sometimes women say it. I'm being self-disclosed. But back in my 40s when I was married, you know, I remember sometimes my husband was a little older than I was, and, you know, 10 years older exactly. And he had a little bit more wisdom than I had. And he would tell me certain things about myself. And when I said it, that meant I didn't want to change. It was like, this is who I am, who I am. You know, this is what I come with, love it or leave it. But that wasn't the right way to be. I mean, let's just
right.
keep it real. Because you have got to be willing to be authentic. You have to be willing, as Janelle said, to look in that mirror and to see, get under that microscopic mirror, something I talk about in my book, but I don't want to talk about my book tonight. But you look in that microscopic mirror, and you really look under it and realize what you're seeing and accept it. And I do something called accept but don't settle. What does that mean? You accept for what you see for what it is, but you don't settle for it in your life, okay? And that could be a bad relationship, or it could be yourself, a character within yourself, a character trait that you see that's just plain old ugly, selfish, you know. And if that's what you're seeing when you look at that mirror, you need to do something about it. It's no, it is what it is, you know. It is, but it doesn't need to be. Not if you want to be in a relationship, unless you just want to be in a relationship with yourself.
Oh, yes, there's a song about that. But I know it well.
So, so it's so important that you make sure that you bring authentic authenticity to the relationship. That's absolutely a key, okay, because if you don't, it will impact everything. It's going to impact your intimacy. Okay, some of you may wonder, why is my bedroom life not what it should be? Why am I not feeling him? Or why isn't he not? And again, Drell, I thank you for bringing the male point of view, because a lot of times on the show, you know, I cater to the females, which is why Montague co-hosts the show to bring the balance to it, because I'm going to always look at it from the
As you should.
Hey, to the men on that.
So if you're wondering why your bedroom experience is not what you want it to be, you know, ladies, if you're like, Jesus ain't making me feel good no more, or he's not taking me
mercy
to that orgasmic level, well, you might want to look in the mirror and see, what are you giving off? Are you bringing authenticity? Because I do believe that y'all know when we're not bringing authenticity and we're just faking orgasm.
Yes, we do.
I imagine some men, though, not all men. Most men, forgive me, guys out there listening, but most guys are not functioning in the spiritual intertwining well of the natural. So they're not paying attention. They're just dulling and getting some of being happy yet. Those who care about people, now they are aware of what's going on. They might not speak on it, but we're generally aware of what's going on with an individual, because if you're open to the spirit, the Spirit's going to bring you the truth. Whether you like the truth or not, the Spirit always brings the truth of a situation.
Absolutely. So, Joe, do you have any comments on that? Not to put you on the line, but, you know, since we're
here. No. It's fine. It's fine. Listen, definitely. I am one of those people who I believe in making a connection with someone. I believe in, you know, actually finding what it is that drives them and then going after it. Because when you do that, it builds a bond between the two of you that is so strong that it is hard to deny. You can have your worst day in life with whoever your partner is, and because you have that connection, you can pull things out of them when the lights go off that you never even imagined possible during the day when you didn't even want to talk to them.
That's right.
So, you know, there are a lot of things that you can get around, you know, when you may not have, you know, the length or the girth to go the distance, you know, but you've made that connection. You can make your partner feel something that, you know, they just can't get from somewhere else. And that's
Absolutely.
What you need. You need that contact that makes you want to stay where you are. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, when you look them in the eyes, you see that they want you, and there's nothing else that's going to happen other than them coming after you right then. That's where I like to be.
Absolutely.
Oh, Mr. Lee, we can stay in touch, my brother.
But you didn't hear that from me, Mr. Montague.
Yeah. We're going to stay in touch. I didn't hear that from you if they asked me.
This is awesome. And I tell you, we are so looking forward to your short film and seeing that and supporting you and you doing, you know, bigger and better things. And who knows, there may be some collaborations one day. I'm just saying, you never know in this universe. But you do great things. Great thing.
Thank you
for being on our show this evening.
I just wanted to make a little comment to Mr. Lee. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
I was invited to your function through Ms. Blake, and as I was standing there enjoying everything and looking at everything, here's what came to my mind as I was standing there. God just put it in my heart, and he said, despise not the days of small beginnings. And I was looking at what you had and what you all are doing, and I hope everybody understands it. It's the small beginnings and the small steps that take it into something massive and big. And keep doing what you're doing, brother. I hope to stick with you.
Kudos to you. My
Thank
support.
You. Thank you.
Blessings.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Indeed. Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome conversation. Just want to remind you that this segment of the show was brought to you by FLY, Fostering Leadership in You, who is our sponsor. Fostering Leadership in You, where we help you soar, successfully organize to achieve results. FLY provides certified life coaching services as well as speaker engagements, webinars, and seminars. So to find out more, you can simply go to the website. Well, I'll tell you, our producer is telling us that we're down to the last final minutes, and I just really want to thank everybody for calling in and providing an intellectually stimulating conversation. And on the lines of authenticity in closing, just like to bring out a point that when you're authentic, you have to bring your authentic self to the relationship. Authenticity is the key. Now, as many brought out in the segment, that it will allow some vulnerability. But guess what? I believe that God is there to protect you and let you be vulnerable and yet be open, have that open heart and open who you are. So people can just be loving on who they think you are, okay?
Right.
But they're really truly loving on you, and you truly will be loving on them. And you know that we're all unique, and it's okay. Not everybody's the same, but you bring your authentic self to the relationship, and you will go into a deeper relationship. And how do you start to do it? You start to have the conversation.
Yes, the conversation.
And you make it safe to have the conversation. You know, ladies, don't be on the defense when your man starts telling you stuff.
Please.
And men,
That's
don't
right.
be on the defense when your woman starts saying
Please.
Things to you. Be open
That's right.
so that you can
That's
truly
right.
reach the height of authenticity and so that your projected self will be your actual self. It'll be your real self.
Yeah.
And it'll be the self that you show that you don't have to hide in the closet. It's the self that your body sees.
Well, she preaching now, y'all.
Well, once again, we thank you so much for tonight. Each and every one of you are near and dear to our heart.
Hey.
Tune in again next week, next Monday at 10, where we have two sips.
And a conversation.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night, and God bless.
Good night, guys. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.